Federal judges said Tuesday that the state of North Carolina will have to redraw its 13 congressional districts and do it quickly because the map is unconstitutionally partisan and drawn to ensure Republicans a disproportionate amount of federal representation. North Carolina has the 10th largest federal delegation with 13 seats in Congress. Only three of those seats are held by Democrats, with the remaining 10 districts partisanly drawn to put Republicans in office. Republicans control both houses in the state legislature, and the state recently elected a Democrat as governor. The three-judge federal panel rejected the previous map drawn by the Republican-controlled General Assembly, saying it violates the Equal Protection Clause, the First Amendment, and Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. With 2018 midterm elections upon the nation, the judges gave the state 3 weeks to file a new map with the court, so it will be in place before voters go to the polls. The opinion is said to be the first federal court ruling to strike down a congressional map as representing a partisan gerrymander. Dallas Woodhouse, executive director of the North Carolina GOP, attacked one of the three judges, an appointee of President Barack Obama, and took to social media to proclaim a hostile takeover of the North Carolina General Assembly and legislative bodies across the U.S. However, Woodhouse and other members of the GOP have remained silent as the U.S. Attorney General proclaims a renewed war on weed, despite state legislative bodies legalizing the plant's use. 2018 is shaping up to be a pivotal year in voting for a variety of reasons, both nationally and the states. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.